improving wheat variety adoption through collaborative on-farm testing.
To demystify wheat selection for Colorado producers, CSU Extension and the university's wheat improvement team offer a wealth of information to farmers. To help foster adoption of new wheat varieties, CSU Extension created the Collaborative On-Farm Testing Program in 1996 to directly involve farmers in testing new varieties of wheat on their own farms. CSU Extension crop production specialist Jerry Johnson says the testing program has specific goals.
In every field, every year, a farmer's got to decide what variety he's going to plant. So that depends upon the information, and so we try to give them unbiased information about their alternative varieties. And those could come from Colorado State through the Colorado Wheat Research Foundation, or they could come from Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, or they could come from private seed companies.
In these trials, all participating farmers test the same 5 or 6 new and established varieties in long strips in one of their commercial wheat fields. They use their own management practices, resources, and equipment. By harvest, participating farmers have increased confidence in which varieties will and won't work on their farm. Tim Stoliker, a participant in the Collaborative On-Farm Testing Program, values testing varieties on his own land.
You know, anytime I can do testing on our own farm with our own farming practices on our own land, then it gives me a pretty good idea, you know, how that variety is going to respond out here in our area.
As participating farmers follow a crop throughout the growing season, they not only share their observations with extension agents who regularly visit the plots, but they also share variety strengths and weaknesses with their neighbors. Bruce Bosley, cropping systems and natural resources agent for Logan County, notes that early adopters often influence Colorado wheat growers.
We had a wheat variety that came out in 2006, and by 2008, it had gotten to 33% of the planted acreage in eastern Colorado. That's a really rapid adoption of high-yielding and high-quality varieties. What we found in extension is that you work with people who are some of the early adopters, and their neighbors really do pay attention to what they do. So you can make a lot of impacts working with a few, because their neighbors learn from them. Many of the people I work with on our farm cooperators are now leaders in the wheat industry.
Scott Haley, who leads CSU's wheat breeding and genetics program, says the value and benefit for rapid adoption comes down to economics. Since CSU released Hatcher in 2006, it has become the most planted variety in Colorado because of its consistent yield. On average, Hatcher yields 10% more bushels per acre than Akron, a known variety that was popular in the 1990s. Haley describes the positive economic effect of early adoption.
You know, if the farmers are getting 40 bushels, then what that means is that, you know, with Akron, they would get 36 on average, 36 bushels an acre. And with Hatcher, they would get 40 bushels an acre, roughly. But 4 bushels times $4 a bushel or 5 or whatever the market is at that point, that's money. So that's why. You know? So then the rapid adoption issue is just, you know, comes back to that. I mean, if a farmer waits, you know, 5 years, and indeed if that variety is better, mm-hmm. then they would have lost the opportunity for, you know, like an extra $16 to $20 an acre.
Since its release, Hatcher has been planted in 33% of wheat-producing acres in eastern Colorado. Since 2008, Hatcher has been the most planted variety in Colorado. Jerry Johnson discusses the definable impact extension has made with Hatcher.
And we know that we have impact because the leading variety is a Colorado variety that has been bred in our program and then tested and then done all the on-farm testing and all the extension information and now has been most planted variety in Colorado for 2 years. So it's grown up, really made an impact. That wasn't true for many, many years. I mean, varieties from the outside were the most widely grown.
A 2010 survey of 297 wheat growers shows collaborative on-farm testing trial results are the top information source used by farmers in their variety selection. Tim Stoliker gives credit to the CSU wheat testing program.
They're pretty dedicated to developing varieties, and then also their testing program is very good. They do a lot of testing out here to determine which ones do seem to do the best out here. And then they make their selections for releases based on that information. So they need a lot of credit.
Jerry Johnson says testing results from 2010 to 2012 show that a new variety, known as Bird, may produce even higher yields than Hatcher.
Bird was the highest yielding variety, and it was considerably higher than any of the other varieties that we had had in for the 3 years. We think that Bird will be anywhere from a 7 to a 10% increase over Hatcher.
For CSU Extension, I'm Kyle Garrett.